been riding down from Colorado, West Texas bound. And so we stopped off in Santa Fe, that being the point, just about halfway. And besides, it was the hottest part of the day. We led our ponies into a stall, went to the bar, boys, we bought drinks for all. 3 days in the saddle, my body hurt. It being summer, I took off my shirt, and I tried to wash off some of that dusty dirt. West Texas cowboys rode into town with gold and silver, they was loaded down. Day after payday, it seemed a shame. And so my uncle, he starts a friendly game. Jack's to open and the winner takes the game. Now from the beginning, uncle starts to win. Those Texas cowboys, they was mad as sin. Some said he cheated, ah, but that can't be. I know my uncle, he's just as honest as me. And I'm just as honest as a Denver man can be. So one of them cowboys, he thought to draw. I grabbed a bottle, slapped him upside the jaw. I gunned another, he won't grow old. And in the confusion, Uncle grabbed a goat, and we hightailed it down the road to Mexico. Now here's the cowboys, here's the gold, here's to my uncle, God rest his soul. He taught me well, boys, he taught me all I know. And he taught me so well that I got his gold. And I left him laying there dead by the side of the road.
Digging out the classics. That's Mike Wilhelm, formerly of the Charlatans, formerly of the Flaming Groovies. Fantastic guitar player from his first solo album called Wilhelm, covering John Phillips, Me and My Uncle.
Yeah, I have a really great version of that by Chris Bailey of the Saints. Just tremendous. I think most people think of that as like a Grateful Dead song, right?
I think they might have done it because people seem to know it and always ask, who is that doing that?
What a clever lyric that is as well.
Yeah. And we start off with Richard Mimi Farina, their classic Reno, Nevada.
Yeah, Mimi Farina is, I think, the aunt of my really close friend, Nick Martin, with whom I started a punk rock band called Even Worse in 1980. Nick is still a good friend of mine.
Wow.
And Joan Baez was also his aunt, so he attended Monterey when he was six and was mostly playing on the playground equipment while the shows was going on. But he remembered some guy setting his guitar on fire because his aunt was playing.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
You bastard.
Well, we've hit the 5 o'clock point. A little after, we started blowing off the pie chart. But since this isn't commercial radio, we're allowed to cheat. But I have to stop and tell you, this is KGLT and KGLZ East Helena. And you know that. You're already here.
I am. You're a draw. I will drive 90, 100 miles round trip in a day just to see you, Ron, let alone appear on your fabulous records. My favorite record collection radio show.
And you know that Highway Patrol is going to be waiting when we get back to the house.
Uh-huh. From numerous infractions on the way here.
Yeah, driving like you're in New Jersey.
Yeah, it's a rental.
Okay, you know, people help us out. Our general underwriters for this hour include Explore Big Sky, covering local Big Sky in Southwest Montana, news with professional photographs and stories from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com. www.jttechcommunications.com. JT Tech Communications, a full-service website design, development, web app, and digital marketing agency, celebrating their 20th anniversary in Bozeman this year. Online at jtech.digital or phone 406-586-7100. And the Audio Artisans, specializing in hi-fi, home theater, computer, and house-wide audio, located at 2405 West Main Street in Bozeman, across from Perkins, on the web at audioartisans.com. Or phone 406-551-6212. You know, this is this year is KGLT's 50th anniversary.
Fantastic. Again, what a resource.
And you know, this is my 50th year on the radio.
Wow. So it's a total milestone.
Yeah.
As opposed to a millstone.
Well, it's still working for me. They let me come up still. I haven't played all my records yet. There's still some I got to play.
You're like John Peel.
Yeah.
They're going to have to rip the microphone out of your hands when you're like 97 or something.
Well, John Peel keeled over Machu Picchu, so I'm going to avoid that.
Yeah, no trips to South America.
Okay, this is sort of a Imagine request for Jim Burton.
My beloved son.
Yes, he's one of my biggest fans.
He is?
For years. I get called up, "Hi, Juan. Would you play the Small Faces?"
That's my boy.
Yes. Jim, we'll play the Small Faces for you.
Yes, it's number one, it's Top of the Pops.
stand all round and I shall be off. This will be a shot of a lifetime. This will be a winner.
Just got to number one. And you know what this means? This means you can earn some real money.
Holding needles in our eyes, never realize it's
down to its last dance. Cardboard boxes line the curbs, all filled with old T-Rex. A hole punched in the whiskey flask, 1,000 tanks all parched for gas. Billboard babies eulogized. You never know if she's in order. You never know what she's about. You just try to keep yourself together when the groove supply is giving out. You never know if she's in order. You never know what she's about. The town that lost its groove supply is breathing its own dust. The town that lost its groove supply about.
Gonna do a song called My Little Red Crook.
Love Live in England.
Thank you very much.
1970 from the Blue Thumb Recordings complete box set. That was a real treat. They put all that nice live stuff out. That was a good band, too. Sort of gets dismissed because everybody stops at forever changes and forgets that the love continued on for quite a while afterwards.
I saw some real disastrous Arthur Lee shows, though.
I bet.
One of the coconut teaser where the drummer didn't show up.
Oh. I saw a spectacular live show, but that was 1967.
Once again, you have my utter and unmistakable jealousy, my friend. Although those Arthur Lee shows he did back with Baby Lemonade were just incredible.
Yes, they had it right.
Especially that last tour when they brought Johnny Eccles back, so they had two original members.
Yes, that's spectacular, actually. And Arthur Lee is smiling, and that there's a DVD of that. He's just got the biggest smile on his face when he sings those songs, and he sings them perfect.
What a difference him with a great band behind him.
Yeah. We start off with a Small Faces, Song of a Baker, Kinks, Top of the Pops from the Lola album, Guided by Voices from a sort of a limited edition Ogre's Trumpet live album. And you figured out it was recorded last September?
That's right, in Asbury Park.
Yeah, we heard him doing Cut Out Witch. And there's a new record. I mean, I played that single earlier, so there's an album to follow soon.
Robert Pollard just cannot contain himself.
Guided by Voices, as he says. And Minus Five from their Down With Wilco album, we heard The Town That Lost Its Groove of Supply.
Hey, and thanks for playing that song for Jim, for my son.
Sure.
My whole family loves listening to your show, so it's like a big deal to hear his name on the radio.
I bet. Yeah, well, Jim's quite a special young man in the best of ways.
Mm. But he's been a fan of that band so long. When he was like 4 years old, he used to think the lyric on that song was there's me in the fields instead of there's wheat in the fields. Always reminds me of just a little boy he was. Still loved the music so much.
Yeah. First time he came over, you sent him down to the record library, and he looked around and said, I like this room. And then he started checking out various versions of Beatles albums, saying, I don't know that one. So, yeah, I'm sure he'll be spending more time there in the future. I better play one of these. I've been sort of slack at this. Here's one. This is good information.
The Arts Council of Big Sky presents Montana Shakespeare in the Parks, Tuesday, July 31st, with a presentation of Shakespeare's Love's Labor's Lost. The performance starts at 5:30 with a variety of food and beverages available. Details and information is online at bigskyarts.org. William Shakespeare's Love's Labor's Lost, a presentation by Montana Shakespeare in the Parks, Tuesday, July 31st, at Big Sky's Town Center Park.
Okay, I must have to read something. Yeah, and I don't have it in front of me, so let me pull it up. Say something, Jack, while I'm digging around here. Cover for me.
Cover for you. Yeah. What, you want me to tell jokes or something? Anything but that.
Okay, I'm set anyway. This 5 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by KSMT, Montana's public television, Channel 9. Tonight on Montana... on Montana PBS, that's what I'm supposed to say, Washington Week, and that's always interesting these days. We really can't comment on the news, but you got to watch it. Breaking Big, the Great British Baking Show, what's that? Andrea Bocelli, some sort of opera thingy, and World News, BBC World News at 10. You know, over the years, there's always been some sort of opera guy who slips into the pop world. You know, Pavarotti, he sort of did that, sang with U2.
Yeah.
And before that, there's a guy, Ivan Rebrov, a Russian guy, and then now we have this guy, Bocelli. It's a funny thing.
I don't think Enrico Caruso was singing with Blind Lemon Jefferson, though.
Well, it would have made a lot of sense, actually. I would like to have seen that. Okay, we can continue. We got our joke in. And I found the record I was looking for. I pulled up the CD.
Yeah, I told you don't want my jokes.
We were listening to blues the other day, and Karen said, how come there's all these blind guys? Blind Blake, Blind Lumber Jefferson, Blind Willie McTell.
If I lose my sight, I'll be singing the blues, too.
Yeah. Well, that's what I started explaining to her. Hey. Okay, from Minneapolis. You know, a few years ago, a musician from Minneapolis was driving into town to play a gig, and I had no idea who he was. Folk stuff, like Americana guy, I think. And they were listening to KGLT on the way in, and just that day I just happened to play a Twin Cities set with Hang Ups, Husker Du, Replacements, Magnolias.
Sure.
And they walked in the door and said, "Were you just on the radio?" I said, "Yeah." And they were totally knocked out.
I'm sure.
And I don't know. I mean, there's bands that we know because they're not that far away. Some of them played here. A lot of them played here.
Yeah, there were so many from that, like Suicide Commandos and Man Size Action. And God, that was just the original Loud Fast Rules. Changed their name to Soul Asylum.
Okay, these guys played here many, many years ago. They opened for Built to Spill. They're called The Hang-Ups. And this is the only song I know by them, and I love this one.
I only wanted to have fun.
The Fabulous Ruts. Debut single?
Yes, on the People Unite label.
Yes.
Because they were touring with Misty and Roots, doing Rock Against Racism shows.
Ah. Well, I don't know where I discovered the Ruts, but I hoovered up everything I could right away.
I have to say, Ron, you just played the two bands I obsessed the most of when I was a teenager, Buzzcocks and Ruts, and got to become friends with all the members that didn't die.
Hmm.
And have seen them so many times over the years. Just incredible people and wonderful bands.
Well, I told you I loaded up the bag with some things that would suit you.
Oh, boy, did you ever. Dave Ruffy and Segs still have Ruts DC. They play around England, are the two surviving members of the Ruts, and they're just incredible rhythm section, the Sly and Robbie of punk.
Yeah.
And they do dub as well, so, wow. What gentlemen they are.
Ah, I'd like to see him someday. We're the Buzzcocks in there from that last run of singles, Our Everything. There's one other one that was on a cassette, and I know they put it out on the...
C81.
Yeah.
You're speaking of I Look Alone.
Yeah.
They did 7 songs with Martin Hannett, fresh from his Joy Division stuff. And so they were reuniting with the guy who produced their first single under the name Martin Zero.
Oh, because I love that song. And I don't have the product, or was that the box set? What was it called? Product?
Yes. Right? And you have that C81 was a cassette only deal, so that wouldn't have been on vinyl either.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
No, it wasn't. And I dubbed it onto a reel, so I used to play it off a reel to reel here.
All 7 of those songs, just fantastic.
Yeah. I'll have to put that on a disc because I love that one.
Most interesting Buzzcocks ever. Those 7 songs and the side 2 of the album that preceded it, A Different Kind of Tension, the post-punk Buzzcocks.
Yes. And they're still going strong. Okay, got 18 minutes left, so I got to make this tight. Let me.
Is this our last time speaking?
Yeah, right after this. Hang on.
Okay.
Hi, Stephanie here. Join me most alternating Monday evenings for the Monday Night Mostly Folk Show.
We'll have a folk song.
I play a variety of mostly contemporary folk tunes, but I also pick from most other genres too, appealing to most folks. Tune in most alternating Mondays from 7 to 9 p.m. for the Monday Night Mostly Folk Show on KGLT 91.9 FM Bozeman.
We'll have a folk song.
And this is an occasionally folk show.
Yeah,
we got to squeeze some in there. This is it. Went by quick, didn't it?
I have something I wish to say.
Oh, sure.
Because I'm such a man of few words, right? I guess I've just, it's fallen to me as the guy who happens to be here today, as opposed to everybody else who listens to your show and all that. But once again, happy birthday, Ron.
Oh, thank you.
And happy 50th anniversary for giving people on the radio and something else to listen to that isn't the same stuff they've heard 5 billion times in their lives. The educational value of this show, apart from the aesthetic taste, just off the charts. So I think we all owe you a debt of gratitude on this, your day of your birth.
Wow, thanks. And you can all buy me a drink.
I intend to do that, my friend, and not just one.
Okay, well, thank you. You asked if I could play my own record. I'm going to.
Please do, because like me, you're also a musician. And we like to play as well as play other people's stuff.
But I'm going to play one big inspiration first. I did this set last week, too, but it works. This is Richard Treese with the Help Yourself, Ken Whaley with the Help Yourself, the late greats, Malcolm Morley, who's back in action, going to tour with Man. Great guys, the most wonderful, gentle people you ever met. And they inspired me. Richard actually pulled me out of despair and put the brain together.
Well, I've certainly enjoyed your recordings. I've lavished praise on them in my magazine, Big Takeover, when you've earned every bit of that.
Well, thanks. Okay, some guitar to get us out of here. I'll be back in 2 weeks.
Hey, and thank you for having me on your show again, too. It's an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to be here every year.
I know it was a necessity. It's a tradition.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll see you later, and we'll have you back next year. Oh, before I forget, this time next year, we're going to have a Sip and Dip party, and there's going to be a lot of our friends there from all over the world, and you'll be here at the right time, so mark it on your calendar, around my birthday.
Consider it marked.
Okay, see you there.
All right, this is Patrick filling in for Uncle Duke for the next 3 hours. A quick thank you to Ron Sanchez for a great show. the weather for today in Bozeman, high of 77, low 48. It's looking like clouds or partly cloudy tonight. And then tomorrow, there'll be times of cloud and sun with a high of 77 and a low 48. In Helena, it looks like a high of 78 and a low of 54. And tonight looks mainly clear. And a passing afternoon shower Saturday with a high of 80 and a low of 53. In Livingston, it's partly cloudy with a high of 79 and a low of 50.